Good morning. We now have an unusual turn in these halachot. Halacha dalet, hey, lo yiga kodem netila. Before we wash our hands, we're now being told that one should not touch lo bepev, lo bechotem, lo beinayim, lo beaznayim, not your mouth, your nose, your ears, your eyes, any orifice on the body, whether naturally biological or a wound that one has. One should not touch lo beochlin, and not any food. Mipnesha ruach ruach hasho ala yadayim, because this evil ruach, spirit that dwells on the hands, kodem netila, before we wash hands, mazik lidvarim elu, damages these things. And what strikes me as odd is, if I were authoring this section, this would have been perhaps the first point I would make. When you wake up, the first thing you want to be told is, don't touch anything. But instead, we go through the details of whether you wash your hands with the right hand, with the left hand, back and forth, how far down the hand you need to wash, where you wash your face, and then you rinse out your mouth, and then you dry your hands, and if you use it, clean. And then, while you're deep into this, we're told, and by the way, before you do any of that, don't touch any of these places on the body, which is a strange place to put it. And I'm happy to take suggestions for why you think it's placed later. An initial thought that I have is that if this were put first, we would automatically associate all these signals of material life, our mouth, and actually, these are all the five senses: our touch, our sight, our hearing, our smell. I don't know which, did I say taste? I don't know, there are five of them. Those are all signals of our materiality, our orifices, wounds, the fact that we bleed, the fact that we excrete, the fact that we need to eat. All these things are indicative of our material being. And if that were the first thing put there, we would just make that association that ruach ra, perhaps, is more pertinent to these things. So what we've done is we've established first that we are godly beings, that we rid ourselves of all that default idea that we are just material beings that are trapped in something that we need to suppress in order to reach God. And once we've established that we've got Selim Elokim, that we've rid ourselves of this idea, we then are told, by the way, you shouldn't touch these things beforehand, not because they are perceptible in particular to badness, but we should actually integrate them into our godly existence. So after we've washed our hands, we said, by the way, don't touch it before, which means you can touch them now. Now that you're godly, now that you've got Selim Elokim, now that your hands have been rid of this Ruach Ra, don't think that you should still try to suppress all those senses, but actually we should engage them, we should touch them, we should move them as part of our godly lives. And I'll just note in the final minute, there's a five times in Shas it comes up, Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. And how do we usually read that phrase? Right, we're not angels. Meaning, basically, the Torah makes concessions to the fact that we're human beings. Don't try to exert yourself. Don't try to be too perfect. The Torah wasn't given to angels. It has been suggested by others, though, actually, that not that, oh, if only we were angels, but we're not. I can't remember who wrote the Federalist Papers, which is going to get me in trouble. Is it Madison? Madison. He said, if we were angels, say again. Oh, they made a play about it, right. Madison said, I don't remember which paper of the Federalist it was, he said, if we were angels, there would be no need for government. And it's often read that, you know, it wasn't given to angels, what can we do? But it has been suggested that actually this is a claim of aspiration. It wasn't given to the angels. This Torah is not intended for a perfect robotic being, but for a material biological being. That's what God wants us to be. People that struggle and that strive and that work. And now that we've cleaned our hands and got Selim Elokim, now we're free to touch and engage these things. They shouldn't be defined by that Ruach Ra. They should be defined by our biological aspiration to be good. Yagdol Torah V'Yadir.